Welcome to FintyDev Podcast. Today we are covering From Contracts to Control, Impact of the Hyatt PE Ruling to UAE Corporate Tax Compliance. 1. Introduction. The recent Hyatt International Permanent Establishment ruling by the Indian Supreme Court could have significant implications for UAE businesses and tax practitioners. In a landmark 2025 ruling, India's Supreme Court held that a UAE-incorporated company established a taxable permanent establishment PE in India, despite having no physical office there. This outcome, based on the company's substantial involvement in an Indian affiliate's operations, offers important lessons on how substance over form is applied to PE determinations. With the UAE's new corporate tax regime now in effect, understanding this case can help local professionals navigate legal interpretations, practical compliance, and risk mitigation under similar circumstances. 2. Background. The Hyatt case centered on a Dubai-based, UAE resident company that provided strategic oversight services agreement consultancy agreement or SOSA to hotels in India under long-term agreements 20 years. The company claimed it had no fixed place of business or staff permanently in India, noting that all of its employee visits were temporary and within treaty limits. It also emphasized that day-to-day hotel operations were run by a separate Indian entity, with the UAE company's role limited to high-level strategy and technical guidance. Indian tax authorities, however, argued that Hyatt's role went far beyond consulting. They observed that Hyatt's personnel exercised continuous operational control implementation and not just consulting over core functions, from appointing key staff and training to financial oversight, largely via the hotel's general manager who reported to the UAE company. Both the tax tribunal and the Delhi High Court sided with the revenue, concluding that a PE existed and that profits attributable to it were taxable in India. In July 2025, the Supreme Court of India upheld these findings. It ruled that a foreign company can have a PE without an office or exclusive premises if it effectively controls and manages core business functions in the host country over a sustained period. The court noted that Hyatt's 20-year oversight agreement with revenue-linked fees and gross profit share gave it an enforceable right to dictate policies and ensure compliance in all important aspects of the Indian hotel's management, far exceeding a mere consultancy role. This degree of substantive control met the criteria of a fixed place PE under the India-UAE tax treaty, even though Hyatt had no formal branch or staff stationed beyond short visits. Crucially, the court held that the disposal test for a fixed place PE does not require exclusive possession of space. What matters is that the foreign enterprise had regular functional access to the business premises to conduct its operations. In other words, economic reality prevailed over legal form. Continuous, coordinated involvement in the local business created a taxable presence, regardless of contractual disclaimers or global profitability. 3. Substance over form. The Hyatt judgment underscores a broader trend in international tax, substance over form in PE determination. Several legal interpretations from the case stand out. Significant control equals presence. If a company exercises significant control, oversight, and management over core functions of a business in another country through its employees or agents there, it can constitute a fixed PE even without a formal office. The sustained involvement of Hyatt's personnel in operational decisions and strategic management tantamounts to the company itself being in India for tax purposes. The ruling drew on a prior decision Formula One case to affirm that even short-term or rotating use of premises can form a fixed place PE when there is a pattern of continuous business activity and dependence. Disposal of premises reinterpreted. Traditionally, having premises at one's disposal implied some exclusive access or physical presence. The court in Hyatt rejected a narrow view of this test. Exclusive space is not required. It is sufficient that the foreign enterprise has regular access to and use of local facilities to carry on its business. In Hyatt's case, the hotel itself effectively became the place of business for the UAE company whenever its policies were implemented and its personnel were on-site performing key functions. Economic substance over legal form, the judgment made clear that labels in contracts or corporate structure 1T shield against PE status if the actual conduct shows a foreign company is at home in the local business. Hyatt's agreements stated services would be rendered from Dubai and its local presence was minimal, but the economic reality, a 20-year revenue sharing arrangement and deep functional integration into the hotel operations, overrode those formalities. Reference was placed on Section 4 of Article I of the SOSA deals with the title to the hotel. It provides that if the hotel owner desires to obtain financial assistance for the construction or refinancing of the hotel or if the hotel is to be used as collateral for any borrowing unrelated to the hotel business, the owner is required to obtain a non-disturbance and attornment agreement from the lender, which must be acceptable to the UAE company. Thus, it is expected that tax authorities and courts will continually look beyond written agreements to the practical balance of power and functions. These interpretations signal that companies must carefully assess how their cross-border operational arrangements might be viewed by tax authorities. Formal lack of an office or long-term staff is not a guarantee against PE, it's the substantive footprint in the local economy that matters. 4. Some of practical takeaways in the light of the industry practice and the given case. It is well established in the hospitality sector that long-term strategic assistance agreements and revenue sharing arrangements are common between brand owners and hotel operators. In many cases, local subsidiaries enter operational contracts with hotel owners, while the parent brand entity retains rights to royalties and management fees through back-end agreements. This layered structure raises important questions about the appropriate tax characterization of such payments. The Hyatt case could be different from a few other business models prevalent. To that extent, the following factors still can have varying tax implications: I royalty versus permanent establishment PE classification. In cases where payments under agreements similar to the Strategic Oversight Services Agreement SOSA are in the nature of royalties and taxable in the hands of the hotel owner, the findings in this case would not be applicable. A few other aspects which would make the current findings inapplicable could be the absence of clear contractual delineation between the hotel owner, the local subsidiary, and the UAE parent. The relevance of group-level losses, which complicate profit attribution to any deemed PE. In fact, a safer approach is also followed by some players in industry worldwide to consider payments not typically royalty but associated to it are conservatively considered as royalty. 2. Profit attribution and salary allocation and possible VAT exposure. If a PE is deemed to exist, the mechanism for attributing employee salaries becomes unclear. This raises critical compliance questions. Would deemed salaries trigger withholding tax obligations under PE rules? Could this lead to VAT exposure, given that the SOSA implies a service relationship between the PE and the hotel owner? 3. Treatment of royalty and technical fees. Whether the PE is permitted to deduct royalty or technical service fees, this touches on a broader tension between the OECD's authorized approach, which treats the PE as a separate entity entitled to such deductions. Domestic tax frameworks that often favor a unified taxpayer model, potentially disallowing such expenses. 4. Risk allocation in case of SOSA default. In scenarios where hotel owners fail to remit payments under the SOSA type of arrangements, the question arises, who bears the financial risk if the subsidiary is merely an operational conduit? Liability may rest with the UAE parent. However, if the subsidiary has guaranteed performance or entered binding commitments, it may face direct exposure. 5. Linkages with UAE's new corporate tax regime. These takeaways are now relevant to the UAE also in today's date, as the UAE has introduced its own federal corporate tax CT effective from FY 2024. The UAE CT law explicitly incorporates the permanent establishment concept, largely mirroring the international OECD standard. In fact, under the UAECT framework, foreign companies with a PE in the UAE are subject to UAE corporate tax on the profits attributable to that PE. The law's definition of a PE is designed on the basis of OECD Model Tax Convention's Article 5, aligned with the UAE's commitments under the multilateral BEPS framework. This means that UAE authorities, like their international counterparts, will apply global best practices and commentary in determining if a sufficient business economic presence exists to warrant local taxation. Listen Part 2.